Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
After decades of steady increase, Virginia's public school enrollment dropped more than 2,000 students this year. It's the first decline in enrollment since 1984. Hamilton Lombard at the University of Virginia says it's probably a welcome relief in Northern Virginia, where taxpayers have been financing a massive growth in schools.
I think when you go out into rural areas, it's maybe not as much as a relief. In theory, having fewer students means less money needs to be spent in education, but it's harder to find ways to cut costs when you've already consolidated and cut staff for decades.
Lombard says part of the trend is driven by out-migration, more people leaving Virginia than moving here. But there's another trend, too. Declining birth rates. He says the enrollment declines could theoretically reverse if birth rates start going up.
But people have been expecting birth rates to rise ever since the recession ended. And, it's been, 8 years since the recession ended. And birth rates continue to decline in Virginia, continue to decline nationally.
Hampton Roads has seen the largest decline in terms of number of students, but the largest percent decline has been in Southwest. Between 2010 and 2023, Lombard says, student enrollment in the southwest corner of Virginia is expected to decline 20%. I'm Michael Pope.